Hi everyone, today I'm going to talk about making your own affirmation cards. So I'm Jane Hinchliffe from www.janehinchliffe.com and this is based on my blog post from June 9th. And if you want to go to my blog, just go to www.janehinchliffe.com and click on the blog tab. And there you will find this post from June 9th to get a little bit more information and detail. So it's just a little nurturing and inspiring idea that you can add to your own self-care practice. So to make these cards, all you need is some watercolour paper. I used 12 by 9 inch sized paper. 140 pounds not cold press. I use Daler and Roney paper, but that's just what I had, so just you use what you've got. I had a water spray, a container just to put water in to clean my brushes, some watercolour paints, some paper to put your affirmations onto, and then of course some affirmations, or you could use quotes, poems, Bible verses, messages from loved ones. And then you need a glue stick. And if you want to use a stencil, you can do. So there are photos on my blog that will, so you can see visually the steps that took place. But basically, I took my watercolour paper and I gave it a really good spray so that the paper was really wet. And then I took a couple favourite colours separately and put the paint on and just let it spread out however it wanted to. In fact, it works really well if you just tap your brush. So make sure your brush has a lot of colour in and a lot of water. And then if you just tap it, then it'll just fall onto the water and spread out, and it just looks really pretty. And then basically all you're doing is just adding more colors, just in the same way that you did with the first couple, and let them merge in. Just be a little bit careful, because you could, if you let them merge too much, depending on what colors they are, you could end up with some muddy colors. So just be mindful of that. And you can't go wrong with this. It's just putting the colour on, whatever colours you like. There's no right or wrong. You'll see from the pictures on my blog that I just haphazardly put paint onto paper. And then I kind of carried on with it until I'd literally filled the piece of paper. If you're wanting to like have colour going over colour and you don't want it to go muddy, then the best thing is just to dry it with a hairdryer, let it dry completely, and then go in with some more colour. That can work too. So once you've done that, you want to start writing or typing the words or phrases or sayings or scripture, whatever you want to put. So I've put like, your body is a temple, love one another, do not be anxious, you can do it, peace, believe, breathe. Those are the types of things I did. And I typed them just on ordinary A4 white copy paper, printed it off, and then I cut them out. Some of them I used, the scissors that put like a little nice crimped edge on the side. But most of them I just cut with ordinary scissors, not being too neat or too perfect. And then I just stuck those onto the watercolour paper that I'd already cut into squares. And that's it. Then I found a little pink satin bag, a little drawstring bag, and I've put a little bit of perfume onto the cards. You could sprinkle some glitter or little bits of confetti or something like that. Actually, glitter, I think, would go all over the place. So maybe not glitter. But, you know, you could just put something inside the bag if you wanted to. And then just pop them into the bag. And then they can be used whenever I want. Now, further ideas with these, you could make them for a friend and they'd be a really nice little surprise if she's going through a challenging time, or your child is, your teenager, or your niece, or your mum. Also, lovely gift for children to make for their grandparents, and they could include some thoughts on what they love about that particular relative, or quotes from songs or poems that person particularly likes. Nice to keep them. Another idea is to keep them on a little china saucer or a plate or a bowl and let friends and visitors pick one up as they enter. And you never know, these words may be just the words they needed to hear. Remember to keep a journal handy of any other words or quotes, verses, etc. that come to mind that you'd like to use to add to your collection, perhaps. And then maybe think about a ritual that you could incorporate to work around these cards. Maybe lighting a candle each morning, closing your eyes and saying a prayer, writing in your journal, thoughts that come up when you read your chosen card for the day. Just whatever kind of works for you and feels right. Another idea is for children to make some for themselves and, you know, use words that are going to be positive affirmations or whatever you think would work for them. You can also add images to these cards if you wanted to, maybe images from a magazine. So if you put like breathe on one of your cards, then you could maybe have an image of something that calls to mind that and goes with the word. Then don't forget, if you're going to be going away anywhere, sometimes that can bring its stresses along with it. So maybe bring your cards with you so that you have something to just pull out and, you know, when you're feeling like you need a little bit of quiet time. Anyway, I hope you've been inspired by this and enjoy trying this for yourself. And I'd love to hear how this has worked for you. So you can let me know here. You can let me know at my Facebook page, which is Jane Hinchliff Artist. That's my Facebook page. So you can let me know there, or you can go on over to my blog. And by the way, as far as the blog's concerned, if you sign up to receive my blog posts, then you get to enjoy a free 1.5 hour video that I did on a particular exercise for journaling. And it's all about trying to deal with our inner critic and thinking about body image, etc., and compassion for ourselves. So if you want to, as I say, be on my subscription list, that's the way to go. And then by all means, you can still listen over on Audioboo. And at least if you miss one via here, then you can be sure you'll be getting the blog post into your inbox. So I hope this finds you well. And two other notices. Don't forget, my Embrace e-course is going to be starting again soon. So please go over to the website for information on that. It can be purchased as a self-paced option so that you would receive all the information at once to just do the course in your own time. And I have another e-course starting on August 1st, which is brand new, called Delight. And that is going to be celebrating the happy times in our life. So I hope this finds you well. And my love, and speak to you another time. Bye.